evening, truth seekers. Man, Stephanie Miller must be hard of hearing. She turns these headphones up so loud. I should have tested them before I put them on. Hey, welcome, America. Live, coast to coast and around the globe. Once again, it's the Mike Malloy Program. I'm Brad Friedman, your friendly citizen, citizen blogger, investigative journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, broadcasting live the entire week while the Malloys are off on a much-needed vacation, actually staycation, as I understand it. And so we're in here. We're all week with you. Glad you can join us. We are, as I say, broadcasting from Los Angeles, from earthquake country. Just within the last hour, I believe, we had an earthquake. Was it 5.4, Tony? 5.4 centered near San Diego. But, yeah, I didn't even feel it. Did you feel it, Tony? A little bit? You felt it? I didn't feel it. I was actually on the way over here to the studio, so I totally ripped off. Missed it. Missed it entirely, but I hear that it's okay. The reports on the local news out here say there is no damage, at least yet reported. A little bit of rocking and stuff going on. If that should happen again during the show, we will let you know because you will hear me screaming like a little girl and running for the door. Maybe. Anyway, big show for you tonight. 877-520-1150 is our phone number. Tonight and all week, leave the Malloys alone. Call us instead. 877-520-1150. Also, over at the Brad blog, my computer's hanging, so there you go. But over at Brad blog, you can go to the chat room at bradblog.com. Jeannie Dean and Desi Doyen are holding things down there tonight. I will do my best, as ever, to keep my eyes on the chat room as much as I can. And let's see, what else do I have to get out of the way here, business-wise? Coming up on the show tonight, David Roberts from Grist. Paging Dr. Grist, that's his Twitter name, Dr. Grist. He will be joining us to talk about that huge ripoff, that scam that is cap and trade. It's all a huge scam. As we all know, Al Gore is just trying to line his pockets. We're going to be asking him about that and about the future of clean energy and climate legislation in the Congress, in the Senate, and when the hell the Democrats are going to figure out that they will never, ever, ever have a better backdrop to push for clean, renewable energy now than they do at this moment with this oil gusher in the Gulf, which continues unabated, will continue unabated. It looks like likely until August at the earliest, until those relief wells get in there. It's an unbelievable disaster, but you wouldn't know it because, there's more important things. LeBron James, where's he going to go? That's what we have to talk about. That's what we will talk about for the next 3 hours. Where will LeBron James go? No, we're not going to. As usual, we are going to talk about stuff that matters, whether you like it or not. So David Roberts is going to join us, talk about cap and trade legislation, climate change legislation, renewable energy legislation. He'll be with us in the second hour. And while I was joking about the scam that is cap and trade, we will be talking to him about that, and we will welcome your calls. Skeptics invited. We don't, we're not afraid of skeptics. We're not afraid of people who disagree. I like to point out that Mike doesn't care to hear from the wing nuts, but I don't mind. I loves me the wing nuts. Bring it on. 877-520-1150. Coming up here momentarily. Let's see, what else did I want to make sure that I hit? Oh, yeah. Well, coming up momentarily, we're going to have the L.A. County Registrar Recorder Clerk, boy, he's got an impossibly long title. The L.A. County Registrar, Dean Logan, is going to be joining us to explain himself to me as to why it is that when I went to, well, I'll back it up, 2 years ago when I went to vote in the June primary, the statewide primary in June of 08, the electronic voting system out here, made by ESNS, misprinted 4 out of 12 of my votes. Luckily, I noticed. And they confiscated the machines, quarantined them, did a big study, came back, found out, well, that the poll workers had punched the wrong numbers into the machine. That was their explanation 2 years ago. So surely when I went to vote last June, all of this would have been taken care of, fixed, corrected, so it couldn't happen again, right? Me, the guy who writes about electronic voting, you may know me from my work on e-voting and election fraud and all of that over at bradblog.com. Me, of all people, making sure at my precinct that I would be able to vote without having an error like that, you would think 2 years later. So I went to vote June, just this last month, statewide primary again. Guess what happened? On two different machines. Well, the registrar has now come out. His office has put out a five-page report on all of those failures that I listed as I wrote about it that night on June 8th, about a month ago, at the Brad blog. And they went through failure by failure. There was a total of six failures, including I was given the wrong language. I had to vote in Vietnamese at first. Then once they got it in English, it was for the wrong congressional district. My precinct just gave up, so I went to a different precinct, 10 feet away across the room in the same polling place, tried their machine, and in that case I was given the ballot for the Peace and Freedom Party instead of the one that I was trying to vote. And they couldn't figure out how to make it give me the party ballot that I wanted. So had I, you know, luckily I caught the problem, had I gone through and voted and printed out the ballot, why it would have all been wrong again. Same problem 2 years later. Well, they've come out with a five-page report now to explain what happened, and I've posted it tonight just before airtime over at bradblog.com. If you want to get a jump on it, you can go read it over there, or you can wait for the registrar of voters to come here and explain himself and what they plan to do about it now, as L.A. County, the largest voting jurisdiction in the country, bigger than some 30 states combined, they're looking for a new voting system. I wonder if it'll be as crappy as the one they have now. We'll find out when Dean Logan joins us in just a few moments. Let's see. Also, some breaking news. Well, a couple of points. You know, I know a lot of people, they say, oh, Brad, all you do is you cover this election fraud stuff, this e-voting stuff. Doesn't anything else matter? Well, yeah, it does matter. Of course it does. But if you can't throw out the guys you voted in the first place, if you don't know that those are the, you know, the people in office actually deserve to be in office, where does it get you? Go back and listen to our archives from last night, after we're done here, of course, at bradblog.com, my interview with Vic Rawl, the guy who was defeated, supposedly, by Alvin Green in South Carolina, who nobody ever heard of this Alvin Green. Nobody, including the Democratic Party, even though Alvin Green now is the nominee, the Democratic nominee for the U.S. Senate. This isn't the state Senate seat. It's the U.S. Senate. And nobody ever heard of the guy. He never campaigned. He's got no money. He's got no job. Yet he will be facing Jim DeMint this November. You see, these things, they seem like they matter to me. So whether you want to talk about LeBron James or Lindsay Lohan or politics, teabaggery, right, left, red, blue, liberal, conservative, Democratic, Republican, all of that nonsense, well, that's fine. Well, we'll talk about that, too. We'll talk about that tomorrow night. Howie Klein will be joining us tomorrow, I believe, from Down with Tyranny in Huffington Post, and we'll be talking about politics and blue dogs and all the rest. But this election stuff matters. There is an election coming up. And to that end, aside from Dean Logan joining us shortly, we will tomorrow night have some breaking news about a long-running e-voting fraud case. I'm not going to tell you what state yet. I'll just tease it at that. But we've got some breaking news, some disturbing breaking news in this case. Wait till you hear that. Tomorrow we will have the scoop at Brad Blog and here on the Mike Malloy Show, or as we like to call it, the MMS. let's see. Also, Friday, one guy who really doesn't like me talking about electronic voting, he canceled. He wrote Mike Malloy to tell him he was canceling his podcast subscription because that Brad Friedman, he cringes every time Brad Friedman comes on and talks about electronic voting because this guy thinks that electronic voting is great. And he will be joining us later this week to tell us why he canceled his podcast subscription to Mike Malloy, why he thinks e-voting is great, why he thinks I suck. And I'm going to try to give him the whole hour to come on and tell me why I suck. So I will look forward to that. I hope you will, too. We'll see who's right and wrong. Should be a lively debate. And by the way, to make up for the loss of his podcast subscription, if you like my guest hosting, feel free to head on over to MikeMalloy.com and support this radio program and progressive radio by getting a podcast. So subscribe over there, and you get them free every night. In the meantime, while I'm here broadcasting, you get them free every night anyway because I post them at bradblog.com where you can check them out. All right, coming up after this break, Dean Logan, Registrar of L.A. County, will tell me why my vote just can't seem to be cast in L.A. County. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Oh, yeah. Oh, I got to go around. Yeah, I know. That's my fault. Okay. I'll give you the teaser on it. It was, let's see, human error, inadequate voting systems, limitations, design flaws, all of that in the electronic voting that voting system that L.A. County spent some $25 million on. And how many people actually use that electronic system this year, the one for disabled voters that I tried to use 2 years in a row? 109 people out of some 4 million voters in Los Angeles. Well, that was worth the money, wasn't it? You decide. We'll be back with Dean Logan in a brief segment because I went long right after this. Brad, in for Malloy. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. Been walking to bad back. It's 23 minutes after the hour. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com in for Mike Malloy tonight and all week. And for those of you in the BradBlog.com chat room, I can't read your chats right now because my Firefox is hanging. And, well, that'll teach us for using computers on mission-critical issues like, you know, chat rooms while we're on the air and, oh, voting. To that end, I am joined tonight by, by Los Angeles County Registrar, Recorder, County Clerk, the man with the longest possible title in the world. Dean Logan joins me tonight to explain why, once again, this last June, I was unable to cast a vote on L.A. County's electronic voting system. Oh, Dean, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Hello.
I want to, thank you for giving us this time here tonight to explain what happened in my case with my votes now 2 years running. The problems that I had, as you know, Dean, 2 years ago in June of 08, the e-voting system misprinted 4 out of 12 of my votes. And then last month when I tried to vote two different voting machines, I was unable to get the correct ballot for either the party that I was attempting to vote for or the sometimes the language I wanted to vote in, which was English, and certainly the congressional district that I was actually in. So all kinds of problems. Your office put together a full 5-page report, which we posted on BradBlog. And I really appreciate that report and the time you've given to me offline via email and so forth explaining what happened. So we'll have more time after the upcoming break. But give us just the summary here, if that's possible, of what happened when I tried to vote again this year.
Well, I guess to summarize, two quick things that I would be remiss if I didn't say is I think it's important for people to know that you did actually get to cast a vote in both those elections. So your vote was cast. That doesn't overshadow the fact that your attempt to use the disability access equipment at the polling places failed and failed in a bad way both times. The bottom line is both of these occurrences were in primary elections where we have or had a modified closed primary in California that had multiple parties, multiple ballot styles, and the limitations of the system that we have require that in order to initiate that ballot with those variables in a primary, the poll worker has to enter in a party and ballot style code to bring up the correct ballot. And in both elections where you attempted to use the system, and in this case, both precincts at your polling location,
right?
They did not enter the correct code. They instead entered a numeric code that is associated with the precinct and the polling place, rather than the ballot code that was included in their supplies specific to the voting system.
Which raises the question, and we'll hit it a little bit after the break, as to why we have a system which relies on poll workers to have to know how to operate and how to punch in codes and numbers, and that they,
absolutely,
you know, that they punched in what they thought was the appropriate number, and instead of rejecting that number, it accepted it, but then proceeded to give me the wrong ballot. What we did find, and what your report concludes, and we'll get into this in a little bit more detail, was that I'm reading from your the conclusion of the report here. This incident clearly points to design weaknesses and system limitations that exceed a reasonable level of usability and complexity of the audio ballot booth during a modified closed primary election process. Will, after we come back from this break, and yes, I was able to vote in both cases because I was able to vote on a paper ballot manually instead of being forced to rely on the electronic machine. More with Dean Logan, Registrar of Voters. I'm Brad, in for Mike. Stay with us. We're working on it. Brad Friedman of Brad Blog in for Mike Malloy, speaking with the LA County Registrar, Recorder, County Clerk Dean Logan concerning my voting system, my problem of voting in this last June election and the one 2 years ago on the electronic voting system that we still use out here in Los Angeles County, the largest voting jurisdiction in the nation. And Dean Logan, I like to say, and you've corrected me on this before, but that as far as LA County is the largest voting jurisdiction, larger than 30-something states. But you had a disagreement with that characterization.
No, I don't think I did, Brad.
Okay.
I don't think I did. As far as registered voter population, we are larger than 30-some states. I can't remember if it's 32 or 34, but you're in the ballpark.
Okay, good. Well, then that was the one thing you didn't correct me on, and so you corrected me on that. So thank you. It's huge. It's a huge task that you are forced to pull off. And unfortunately, we have to your report that you issued that is now posted at bradblog.com details human error, design weaknesses, and system limitations in the ESNS electronic voting system that we currently use out here in Los Angeles, and that a combination sort of all of the above led to the failures that I faced trying to cast my vote once again on these systems. And by the way, Dean, you know what precinct I vote at. I'd have thought you would have paid special attention to make sure they got it right at my precinct.
Well, what might surprise you, Brad, is we actually did pay attention to that.
You did?
And so from a mechanical standpoint, I can assure you that the equipment that was issued to that poll site was checked after it was set up and put in place election morning. And as we discovered in the report, mechanically, the equipment worked properly. But you know what? I also don't want to pin this on a poll worker. I think that, you know, as we sort of got into a little earlier, this is a pile on of a whole bunch of stuff that we rely on poll workers to do in an election. It's in a primary, which only comes, once every 2 years, or sometimes twice when there's a presidential primary. But it's, you know, it's an unreasonable expectation that the way the system has been set up, and we recognize that. We're trying to address that, and hopefully we're going to get that turned around. But that this was a very complicated election where we are somewhat forced to, by our current legal framework and regulatory environment around voting systems, to rely on poll workers to do just a Herculean task on election day.
And I agree. And we're asking them too often, not just here in L.A. County, but all across the country, to be, you know, computer scientists and rocket scientists. And that's just one of the problems that we face. Another one is the fact that for all of the money that was spent, and we're talking about, we'll just, for purposes of this conversation, Dean, call it millions and millions, that were spent on these electronic systems to be compliant with HAVA and its disabled voter requirements, 109 ballots were cast on these electronic systems here in L.A. County for all the millions that we ended up spending on them. Was that a wise investment? And how will we avoid such an apparently unwise investment in a new system? Because I know you're now looking for a new system to replace this one.
Well, and to replace the whole voting system. But I think to your point, I don't know that it's necessarily appropriate for me as an election administrator to place a value on the policy decision that Congress made with regard to accessible voting devices. I think that clearly there was an issue after the 2000 presidential election cycle, that there was some need for electoral reform. The disability access piece was a significant part of that debate when the Help America Vote Act was moving through Congress. And I think the idea or the vision that's in that policy is one that I would think most people would agree that any eligible voter ought to have the opportunity to vote a secret ballot and to do that without forcing them to have the assistance of someone else or to give up their secrecy. I think the value of that makes a lot of sense.
Well, the value of that does make sense, but sure. When everybody else is then unable to know if their vote was counted or counted accurately,
I don't think that's the case in LA County.
Okay.
I mean, I think the compliance of the law is you have to, the letter of the law is you have to have one piece of equipment in each precinct that allows for that. I think where I was going with that is that, as with much of HAVA, you know, and as we look back on it, the idea of it is pretty good. The value of it's pretty good, but the systems, the development, and the infrastructure to support it wasn't in place. So a lot of things were put together. They were rushed through. State laws had to be changed to comply with those. Decisions had to be made. As you point out, money was made available quite possibly for all purposes for the first time from the federal government to support election reform out in the states, but it was, you know, there was time frames associated with how quickly it had to be spent. And so, you know, again, the idea behind it, I think, is it's hard to argue against. The reality is, just as the report in your experience points out, is you know, the systems weren't up to meeting that value in conjunction with all the other layers of regulation and variables associated with an election like this primary.
Okay, so can we agree at least then that the one thing I think we agree in is that the current system that is used here in Los Angeles, the largest voting jurisdiction in the country, larger than 30-something states, that the e-voting system we use is inadequate and needs to be replaced with something else. We can agree with that?
For the most part, I would not characterize our system as an e-voting system. Our ballots are, it's an optical scan voting system. It's inadequate in a primary to meet the variables and to meet the disability requirements. I'm not sure that it's any less adequate than other systems that are in place around the country to meet that disability requirement, given the same variables.
You don't consider the voting system that we use in L.A. County to be an e-voting system?
No, I mean it uses an electronic marking device to mark a vote using the disability equipment.
But beyond that,
the voting system is an optical scan voting system. It's the ballot is a paper ballot with ink on it that is scanned through to count the ballot.
That is scanned electronically in a computer, and then we just rely on whatever the computer tells us is the
electronic tabulation. Yes, I guess the distinction I would make is usually people associate e-voting with an electronic voting device where they're voting on a touchscreen. So I guess I'm just making that distinction.
Okay, I appreciate that. Now, looking ahead, we're going to hopefully move beyond the current ESNS system that we have that has failed. And by the way, your report, or actually I don't know if you went into the details in the report, but you did with me via email to explain why it is that while we had 109 voters who used this electronic audio ballot system, I was the only one whose ballot failed both this time and I guess 2 years ago. Am I just lucky, or are you?
Well, I think as I pointed out to you, Brad, I think you know there certainly could be other voters who attempted to or started to use the disability voting system and then for whatever reason stopped and went back to a regular ballot. There's no way for us to know that unless it was reported.
Uh-huh.
But I think the point that I was making on the 109 that were cast on those using that equipment is that they didn't experience the same thing you did, because if they had, there are things that would have been visible. It would have generated the wrong ballot style when they attempted to put that ballot into the precinct ballot reader after it was produced. There were things that would have triggered that, and that didn't happen in that 109 cases.
Speaking with Dean Logan, the Los Angeles County Registrar, Recorder, County Clerk, and if you'd like to give us a call, 877-520-1150 is our phone number. I know that actually Los Angeles delays the show for 1 hour, so we'll probably get all kinds of calls for you next hour, Dean, when you're not here. But looking forward, we're now looking at finding a new system, and you're looking the VSAP. It stands for VSAP. What does that stand for?
Voting Systems Assessment Project.
Okay, and you're looking at all kinds of systems. You've told me that everything is on the table. Is hand-counted, hand-marked, precinct-based, hand-counted paper ballots on the table as a possibility for Los Angeles County, Dean Logan?
Well, let me start by saying that we're not looking at systems yet. We're starting. The whole premise of the project is to recognize that there is no system currently available today that that's designed and has a regulatory framework that really would be an improvement in LA County, given our size and our variables. So we basically stepped away from that and said, okay, if we're going to make an investment, which is going to end up being a sizable investment, I would suspect, in a new system, and we're going to modernize voting in Los Angeles County, what does that system need to be able to do, and what are the values and the principles that should be in place for that? That's where we're starting. Now, once those values and the data to back those up from dialogue with voters, different stakeholder groups, et cetera, are in place, then, yeah, we'll start looking at systems. But I think in addition to looking at systems, I'm convinced we're also going to have to look at modifications to the regulatory environment with regard to systems, or even with regard to the manner in which elections are conducted.
Well, before we talk about changing regulatory systems, when I was able to participate in one of the meetings that you had with the Voting Systems Assessment Project, and you did look at, should we use DREs, touchscreen type systems, or should we use paper-based op scan systems? But there was no discussion, should we use hand-marked, hand-counted paper ballots? So is that something that is in play? Has that been, let's start this way, has that been ruled out, Dean?
It absolutely has not been ruled out. It is part of the dialogue. The focus groups that we've done recently did address that. Surveys that we did both over the internet, an email survey and a voter survey that were done, a random selection of LA County voters did include questions around that issue. We're going to do more stakeholder groups. We're going to do one with voting integrity activists that hopefully you're going to be involved in, and certainly that's part of the discussion. The only distinction I would make is that the meeting you went to, we provide examples of existing systems to ask voters what their reaction to that is. I don't believe that we've asked voters the question of should we go to those systems yet. I think what we're trying to decipher right now is, what do you like about your current voting experience? What do you not like about it? What do you expect from your voting experience? And what's important to you in that voting experience?
Well, I think that what all citizens should expect is for them to be able to oversee their own votes and to know they were counted accurately. Whether we like that or not, whether it's as fun as having a touchscreen machine with Pac-Man on it, might be a different issue. So I don't know if it needs to be fun. I do know it needs to be overseeable, because we're having too damn many problems with elections in this country. We're going to talk about that. I'll let you respond after this break. Speaking with L.A. County Registrar Dean Logan about how to save democracy in America, or at least in L.A., because everything starts in California, so let's get it right here, and maybe the rest of the country will follow. Brad, in from Malloy, stay with us.
Let us not speak falsely now. The hour is getting late, 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 late.
Little black boxes in cute little rows. A screen that says touch me so cheerfully glows. No paper trail, a make-believe poll. Cast your vote down the memory hole. Little black box where your little vote goes. Down and down the memory hole. Oh, where did your little vote go? Nobody knows. Little black box.
Well, someone who maybe knows where your vote goes down that memory hole, Dean Logan, the registrar, L.A. County Registrar of Voters, joins us here for the last few minutes, and we will get to your calls, 877-520-1150. If I can't get to you before the top of this hour, though, I will try. If I can't, I will get you after the top of the hour news to answer your questions. I know we have a blind voter, Tim in Detroit, has a question for me that I will be happy to answer. Okay, Dean Logan. Well, we have figured out what seems to be the cause for the problem that I had trying to vote again. Design weaknesses, system limitations, that entire report that your office issued on my at least six failures in trying to cast a vote on the ESNS electronic systems is over at bradblog.com in full if folks would like to read it. And we're talking about what will replace it in the future, since you're looking for a new system. Now, we're planning on spending millions, at least, I suspect, on this new voting system, Dean Logan. And we were talking about hand-counted, hand-marked paper ballots and whether that was on the table. You said, yes, it is. Can I get a commitment from you tonight, perchance, that in the process of looking for a new system, that we will at least do due diligence here and run a hand-counted, hand-marked, hand-counted paper ballot pilot program, perhaps with the LA League of Women Voters? I know that they do all kinds of hand-counted, hand-marked paper ballot elections. They have for years. They could help us out in this pilot program. Can I get a commitment from you, Dean Logan, for such a pilot program?
Well, I'll make the commitment that we will look at those kind of systems just as we will any others. I would argue that in our current environment, because we're required under California law to do a hand tally of 1% of the precincts, the ballots cast in 1% of the precincts, that we have some pretty good data on what's involved in doing a hand count on our current system. But we also have a current system that is a ballot that I expect will not resemble what the future ballot looks like. So I'm not sure that going beyond the data that we already have through the 1% manual tally, which is pretty good data.
But that's not data on – that's not the type of hand counting we're talking about. We're talking about the sort of thing that they do in 40% of New Hampshire, where at the end of the day, before the ballots move anywhere, at the precinct, the whole community comes in. They open that ballot box in front of everybody, all parties, all video cameras. It's a community activity. They all count the ballots right then and post the results right there at the precinct before those ballots move anywhere. It's a very difficult system to game. It's 100% transparent. And as far as I know, we've never done anything like that in L.A. County.
Well, I don't know if we've done anything like that in L.A. County either, but I can tell you that there's a world of difference. Well, first of all, I don't think there's a big difference in terms of the actual mechanics of how they hand count those ballots. The location is different, the time is different, but the mechanics of hand counting them and hand tallying them is, in fact, the way the 1% is done. It is done transparent. Anybody can come and watch that. It actually takes several days, and it's available for people to observe. But we're also talking about a jurisdiction that has 5,000 different precincts and polling places. We're talking about, you know, polls closing at 8 o'clock at night and people wanting election results and wanting that process to be transparent. I think.
But, I should add, because a lot of people think it's about time, in New Hampshire, they're done quite frequently. They are done at the hand-counting precincts before the Diebold-counted precincts are done in New Hampshire. It's not a long process if the precincts are small enough that we're only talking about a couple hundred votes to count each night.
Well, but you're also talking about, about tens of thousands of people that need to be available to do that count and to be paid to do that count.
Right.
So, I mean, it's all scalable. I think your point is a fair one in terms of looking at that model. I guess what I would say is that that part of that due diligence would be finding a model that is scalable to L.A. County. I don't know that New Hampshire fits there. I mean, given your scenario about the number of states smaller in registered voters than L.A. County in full, I bet New Hampshire fits into that. So I think there's a lot of discussion going on in voting integrity circles about hand-counted ballots at the precinct, but there's a lot of jurisdictions that have much smaller-sized precincts and smaller-sized states or counties, and I don't see anybody really seriously looking at that.
So I got it.
To start that discussion in the largest jurisdiction in the country.
Let's start at tens of thousands of voters counting and being paid to count those ballots. That sounds great to me. Let's continue the discussion. I thank you, Dean Logan, Registrar of Voters in L.A. County. I do appreciate your attention to this, and I suspect the conversation will continue. Thank you, sir, for your time.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back with your calls and much more, and Dean Roberts on that cap-and-trade scam right after this.